And if you want to find out just how good Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes are, why, ask Tony. Tell him, Tony.
Great!
New Flakes, Frosted Flakes, Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes.
Mike Hansen in today's broadcast. Lou J. Cutler's Mother's Day message. I know you want to hear it. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. These three little ones, referring to his kid, picked a good one. Lou, is that sincere or a legal chess game in his divorce?
I have no idea. But it is the nicest thing I've ever heard him say. So
we'll go with that. Lou, you got in front of you the Bears' 2020 schedule, the five keys to getting back to the playoffs, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. Number one, the QB competition, Foles versus Trubisky, the opener, Lou, against Detroit at Ford Field.
Foles, Whalen, Trubisky. Cowboy, what do you think?
I do believe you've hit the nail on the head.
There we go.
It's a trifecta.
Trifecta. Foles will be the starting quarterback at Ford Field on the 13th. Then next week, Lou, the Giants are in town. What's your QB situation?
I have no idea.
Did you guys draft one, or do you know?
I have no idea.
All right, the expert football commentary continues on Lou Dickman Weekly. Number two, Lou, down the schedule there, October 8th, we're playing Tampa Bay and Tom Brady.
And Gronk. Bears always beat Tampa Bay.
All right.
They're gonna beat them.
It would be good.
It would be good.
Cowboy. No, Cowboy says no. There. He likes Brady, though.
I do believe Brady's going to be knocked out before that game.
Woo!
We're going to be gunning for him out of
the game. All right.
Boy, he's not going to have that line.
Number three, December 13th, Lou. That's when Deshaun Watson comes to town, the other quarterback the Bears passed up for Mitch Trubisky.
There won't be a week 13, Kamish.
Oh, wow, Lou, dapper downer Lou. Number four, Lou, they're going to play a similar team, the LA Rams, also rebuilding. Also, I don't know if they have quarterback problem. Who quarterbacks for the Rams? Anybody?
Fucking Mike Hansen?
Fuck Mike Hansen.
That's right. Mike Hansen is going out for the LA Rams.
And once again, our expert sports commentary coming through here.
And finally, number five key of the last seven games, they have five in the North. We haven't checked off there, Lou. So they have their destiny in their own hands if they're still playing at that point.
That's right.
We're not playing Detroit on Thanksgiving. They didn't do that 3 years in a row.
Well, that's okay. When is Thanksgiving? I know it's Thursday.
I don't know.
Oh, Tampa Bay.
Yes.
No, that's October 8th.
That's
Sunday after.
We got
Monday, November. No, that's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, they got a bye week
it's
after.
Sunday after Thanksgiving.
They got like 3 weeks off in the middle of the season with that
good
bye
for them.
Week.
You're gonna need it.
Okay, Lou. Enough of that scheduling stuff.
So, do you think they're gonna play the whole year?
At this point, if they do the no fan in stadium thing, I think they're going to play the whole year.
No, I think they start in October.
Oh, okay.
Get rid of the...
So they play like 12 games instead of 16.
Yeah, I see a delayed
start. No buys. It's real
start.
Real football. Real butt-kiss football. They didn't have a fucking buy.
Cousin Dick.
Lou Kyle Long's Twitter. His slogan on his Twitter is Bro in Legendary Form. That's right. He tweeted 17 times on Mother's Day, but didn't give one honor to his mother. So the two, here are the two best tweets, Lou. You're going to decide which one is better. The first tweet is, anime fembot bees have invaded, and I'm here for it. That's the first Twitter. The second,
what?
Anime fembot bees have invaded, and I'm here for it. That's the first tweet.
That's too pulp culture for Lou. Go ahead.
Versus, if you line up all the U.S. trucks, they would reach the moon. Lou, which tweet is better?
Wow. Roll another one, Kyle. I'm going to go with the trucks to the moon. And you know, given his tweets, he could have thought it was Saturday.
Good point. Good point, Lou. That was a good one. Okay, now we're into your power rankings, Lou.
Okay.
So if you had the power rank the following 10 types of breakfast cereals, they're all sweet. Which order would you put them in? Lucky Charms, Frosted Flakes, Cocoa Puffs, Fruit Loops, Corn Pops, Apple Jacks, Frosted Mini Wheats, Trix, Captain Crunch, and Super Sugar Crisp. Lou, number 10.
Super Sugar Crisp Golden.
Number 10. Yeah, yeah. You know, they changed the name. That's why I put golden in parentheses. They no longer called Super Sugar Crisp.
They have the look for the image.
So that's 10. What's number 9, Lou?
The regular Sugar Crisp.
No, that's only one Sugar Crisp is in there. So you got Lucky Charms, Frosted Flake, Cocoa Puffs, Fruit Loops, Corn Pops, Apple Jacks, Frosted Mini
Wheats.
Mini Wheats, number 9. Number 8, Lou.
Number 8, Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. Now I would have pegged Lou for a Frosted Flakes fan.
Bananas, perfect.
Number 7.
Cocoa Puffs.
They always turn your milk brown. It's a very weird thing.
Chocolate milk, baby.
All right, number 6.
Then this is, whatever. Right. I'll save that for another podcast.
All right.
Then I'm going to go with the Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops, yeah. Those are kind of nasty. Talk about multicolored milk. Number 5, Lou. We're getting down there.
Apple Jacks.
I happen to like those. I do. Number 4.
Number 4.
Yes, you
so
got
four left.
Yes, you got Captain Crunch, Twix.
Oh, Twix. We'll throw Twix in there.
All right. Trix is number 4.
Trix,
I'm sorry. Yeah, not Trix. Trix are for kids.
Yeah, I know.
So we got Lucky Charms, Corn Pops, and Captain Crunch. Lou, the top 3. Here we go.
Shouldn't Crunch Berry, though.
No. What was
that? No Crunch Berry.
Fruit Loops are still in there, right?
Fruit Loops are dead.
So Fruit Loops are dead.
The last 3 left are
Corn Pops.
Oh, Corn Pops.
Corn Pops is number 3. It's between Lucky Charms and Captain Crunch, Lou.
Lucky Charms!
Lou is a Captain Crunch man! Woo!
A long way
to get there, Chad. All right, man, you don't like reading. For this show. Lou, your question of the week. To amplify Kyle Long, what would you like to see stretch to the moon, and how many do you think it would take to get there? What would you like to see stretch?
Ask God for this one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ask God.
World peace.
World peace. How many times?
Once.
Whoa, Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week and go,
Bert! This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Cereal Replacement Service. When you need a bowl, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou